Blog Talk Radio.
Inspector, and I'll be your host tonight, and tonight I'll be along with my partner, Will Macklin, and we'll be having a special draft preview show tonight since at 6 p.m. tonight, and Will and I will be watching the 50th anniversary of the 2015 MLB draft. We'll be on tonight, and the whole world will find out who the Diamondbacks are going to take. But, I mean, there are obviously a lot of other things that we still have to talk about, including draft Rise of the Future Stars set to make mark. Draft starts today on MLB Network and MLB.com. A state-by-state breakdown of the MLB draft. D-backs have decided on number one draft pick. We'll be doing a mock draft and more. And remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call at 516-666-9990 or enter time at www.blogtalkradio.com/inside MLB. So, well, let's get started. I mean, what do you make of the whole draft? I mean, as you said in previous shows, that you weren't really excited about watching and then how we piped it up. I mean, it's been more and more exciting as it comes down to the last day, and in about an hour and a half, the first pick will be made.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm just really excited to see who goes number one, most likely either Brendan Rodgers or Dansby Swanson, and this is one of the greatest shortstop classes we've ever seen.
I mean, like, I just really think Dansby Swanson and Brendan Rodgers are two amazing players because there are two shortstops in this, one in college and one in high school, and they are pretty even. So, I mean, if you look at development-wise, you could say Brendan Rodgers is better than Dansby Swanson at his age. But I think if Brendan Rodgers, I mean, he's probably still going to go two or three, and he'll be a great player. I mean, even though he might not be the number one, we'll see what happens tonight. Even if he is number two, number three, it's still a really good pick.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
I mean, also, another special thing that marks is, I mean, it's the Major League Baseball is marking the 50th anniversary of the MLB draft tonight through Wednesday, which we'll be watching all 3 days, with Rob Manfred announcing first-round picks for the first time as commissioner, and the D-backs on the clock with the number one overall pick to start what could be an unprecedented opening of three consecutive shortstop selections. So, as you said, three shortstops could be picked in a row. Dansby Swanson, Brendan Rodgers, obviously the two guys that we're looking at. And then Alex Bregman also could go, too. So what we see is that, I mean, we've never really seen three shortstops go this early. And, I mean, Alex Bregman, Brendan Rodgers, and Dansby Swanson, all very great players. I'm just excited to see who goes number one of those guys, and if they'll go one, two, three, the best three shortstops on the board will be off in the first three picks. I mean, it's super exciting for me to see where everybody will go.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, I mean, a couple years ago, if you told me that the Diamondbacks were going to be having the number one draft pick, I mean, probably think you were insane because I mean, they were so good with Justin Upton and what they were doing in Arizona. And now they've just really collapsed. I mean, Tony La Russa has been trying to rebuild them. He's in front office right now. But, I mean, the Diamondbacks were so good just a couple years ago. And now they're the worst team in baseball last year. They come with the first pick. Maybe this pick will change the their franchise if they pick, like, Dansby Swanson, because I know they're really struggling at shortstop right now with Nick Ahmed, who's their main guy. He's really not that good. I mean, he has a good glove, but his bat does not make up for that good glove. And then we see Dansby Swanson, as I said, Alex Bregman, Brendan Rodgers. I mean, it's the Diamondbacks, like, out of those three guys, I think, which they probably will because they need a shortstop, as I said. I think it's going to change the culture of their franchise, and hopefully for the Diamondbacks and Diamondbacks fans, he'll turn out to be the next player in baseball.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks have definitely been struggling this year and last year, and I think Dansby Swanson, if they draft him, just maybe try to put a good impression for this franchise.
Also, another thing you have to think is Rob Manfred, it's his first time that he'll be announcing the first round picks. So, I mean, that's obviously going to be exciting for him because, let's see, he did retire and it's first for Rob Manfred. So he's going to be excited. And, I mean, we're all excited to see you go to number one. He's probably excited to see that. And, I mean, the 50th anniversary, Rob Manfred is going to be doing his first. The Diamondbacks, who were super good a couple years ago, are going to be the number one pick. And we have an unprecedented amount of shortstops who are amazing. I mean, it's looking to be an amazing draft tonight.
Uh-huh.
So, in the last three mock drafts that we did have on this show, Dansby Swanson was projected as the number one overall pick, along with fellow shortstops Alex Brenton of Louisiana State and Brendan Rodgers of Lake Mary High School, are projected to go right after him to Houston and Colorado, respectively. According to both Will and I in our latest mock drafts that we did have on this show, Denver and Colorado are obviously going to get great guys. But we're going to move into a little bit, I mean, not Denver and Colorado, my bad, Houston and Colorado. We're just going to start with the Houston spectrum and Alex Bregman and where he's probably going to be looking to go to Houston. I mean, Houston, they don't really have a set shortstop, so they're probably going to need him. I mean, Alex Bregman, I think, could be the guy he's in college that he could be up here fast and help the Astros already continue in the next 3 to 5 years. And hopefully they'll still be doing as well as they are if you're an Astros fan. And if Alex Bregman can up and he come up and show up for them, I mean, it would be huge for them.
That would be very crazy.
And now we're going to move a little bit over to Colorado, how they have Troy Tulowitzki. He's injury-prone, and I mean, do you think they should be looking for a long-term replacement in Brendan Rodgers if Alex Bregman and Dansby Swanson are off the board?
I mean, I'm sort of surprised about this pick, too. I mean, it's either if they're worried about Troy Tulowitzki either leaving as a free agent or if they're forced to trade him. But I think that's really the main reason they're getting Brendan Rodgers as a long-term placement shortstop.
I mean, Brendan Rodgers obviously would be good because he's a high school player, so he's not going to be up that fast. And Troy Tulowitzki is obviously injury-prone. And what we could be looking at here is Troy Tulowitzki could be out of his job pretty soon, maybe next 5 years. And, I mean, it sort of has to worry him going in tonight to see if they're going to pick a shortstop or not. I mean, it would worry me. But what I think a good option for the Rockies would be do is they have the number 3 pick, okay, so they trade down and get actual, like, proved prospects that they see right now in other farm systems who are in Triple A and Double A, not just new guys who are going to take a while to get up. If I was a Colorado Rockies GM, I'd do that instead of getting Brendan Rodgers, worrying your star Troy Tulowitzki, and then you could get a place where they actually need a guy, like, probably at first base for, because Justin Morneau's contract is ending, and his career is probably going to be coming to an end pretty soon, too.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that would be the smarter move for the Rockies to do.
Okay, so, I mean, what we're seeing right here is obviously the unprecedented amount of shortstop, but, I mean, no position other than pitcher has accounted for the first 3 selections of MLB draft. The only such 1-2 selections was in 1982, when Sean Dunstan went to the Cubs and then Augie Schmidt to the Blue Jays. Shortstop has been the number one 11 times, most recently when the Houston chose Carlos Correa in 2012 and Tampa Bay took Tim Beckham in 2008. There have been 23 shortstops selected in the top 3 overall picks. So, I mean, only 23 shortstops in the top 3 overall picks, and then we might see 3 go tonight, and that's just insane. I mean, it's the 50th year of the draft. Not even half the time have shortstop been selected in the top 3 overall, and we might see 100% go in the 3 overall. And then 50-year history, I mean, it's just insane what we're seeing that might go on tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a crazy night tonight with the draft.
Okay, also, move a little bit over to the Tim Beckham and what he's doing with the White Sox, I believe, right now. No, that's Gordon Beckham, my bad. Tim Beckham, yeah, he's sort of when Tim Bay did draft Tim Beckham in 2008, he's supposed to be the next guy. And honestly, he has not been doing good at all lately. And I think if we look back 7 years later from the Tim Beckham pick. I tend to be a bust right now with our Rays fan in the Rays GM right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, Carlos Correa, I mean, he just got called up for the Astros. He's super exciting player, got number one overall by the Houston Astros. I mean, do you think that in the future, Carlos Correa could really help the Astros? And do you think that could sway them not picking a shortstop number two overall?
Yeah, I definitely think Correa will be able to help the Astros. Maybe not extremely fast, but I think he'll definitely be able to later down in the season.
So, I mean, what I'm seeing here in my mind is Dansby Swanson, I think, is a lock to be number one, if you ask me. So he was number one. And then you see Alex Bregman and Brendan Rodgers. I'm just sort of in a stuck position right now because I think that the Astros and the Rockies, personally, I don't think they need them, if you ask me. So, I mean, either they trade down or something happens, but I just don't think that they're in a very good position where we see them. I mean, if I was their agent or anything, but what is going to happen with Alex Bregman is he's probably going to go, my guess is to the Twins at number six, because the Texas Rangers, he could go, Alex Bregman could go at four or he could go at six. That's where I'm going to put him at a lock at, because the Rangers, they do have Elvis Andrus at shortstop, who is very overpaid, if you ask me. And I don't think he won't eat his contract because he still is a good player. But then the Twins, I mean, they don't really have a viable shortstop option. So if you ask me to play it safe, I'd say Alex Bregman goes to that at number six.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Twins will likely need him.
All right, and then we see Brendan Rodgers, who's in high school. And where I think he's going to go is, I mean, I think the Red Sox really need him at number seven. The White Sox at number eight, though, that's a different story. I do think they could draft him, but they do have Alexi Ramirez. So Brendan Rodgers is in high school, as I said. Alexi Ramirez is near the end of his career, slowly but surely. And if you ask me, he's either going to go to the White Sox or he's going to go, probably, my guess is, to the Tampa Bay Rays at 13. So he could slide all the way to 13 or he could go at number 8 to the White Sox. And, well, I mean, where do you think he's going? 8 to the White Sox or 13 to the Rays or somewhere in between there?
Who is this?
Brendan Rodgers.
I think Brendan Rodgers is going to go definitely early. I think he's just a really good player, and I think we'll take a longer road down to the big leagues since he's coming out of high school.
All right, and we're going to just go over real quick what we'll be watching tonight. It's going to be the first round to the competition B round. So what we're going to see, it's competitive balance round, my bad. So tonight, Will and I are going to be watching all 104 rounds tonight. So very exciting for us. All 104 rounds, starting from the Diamondbacks all the way down to the Los Angeles Angels at number 104. And I'm just really excited to see who goes where and who can be on the fast tracks in Major Leagues first.
Yeah, definitely.
And my man, we do are watching 105 picks because there is actually one more round. It's called the supplemental round. And the only person in the supplemental round is at 105, St. Louis Cardinals. And so we'll be watching that too. So 105 picks, one I will be watching tonight, and we'll be giving our analysis tomorrow during the show.
Yeah.
All right, fans, we have to go to break, but when we do come back, we'll be going more depth into the draft and probably giving our mock draft. And also, Ian Hab, a former Mount Lemmon superstar where we are located, is with the Cincinnati Bearcats. He just finished and is looking to make history in the Major League Draft. We'll go deeper into that when we come back inside the MLB. So please stay tuned in.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Back on Inside MLB, and it's now time to dive into what we see going on and how the draft obviously is starting today. And we've been talking about that basically the whole show. And I mean, I'm excited. Was excited. All 105 picks, not the complete list. So, but I mean, if you ask me right now, the most exciting thing going on today, it's probably that. But, I mean, fans who really don't follow draft prospects, unlike we do, I mean, we're going to get to know the top 20 draft prospects right now, Will. And, I mean, obviously, we're just going to go through the list real quick. And right now, Brendan Rodgers, Dansby Swanson, Carson Fulmer, Alex Bregman, Dylan Tate, Daz Cameron, Kyle Tucker, Andrew Benintendi, Tyler J., John Harris, Walker Buehler, Trenton Clark, Kyle Funkhauser, Ashy Russell, Mike Nikorak, Colby Howard, Garrett Whitley, Tyler Stephenson, Cornelius Randolph, and Ian Happ, which we love right now. on this NLB. So right now, Anhap is projected to go number 20, my bad, to go 20th to the
Indians.
Right, he's projected to go number 20th to the Athletics, but the Pittsburgh Pirates are the 19th. Right now, they have the 19th pick. So, if something happens, do you think Ian Happ could be on his home team, the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I mean, it's definitely a possibility. I mean, the Pirates have, what, the 19th pick?
Yeah, and he's projected
really
to go 20th.
To where he's being projected. So, I mean, that would definitely be awesome if he were to be drafted by his hometown Pirates.
I mean, I'd honestly be really excited if he could get that, be on this Pittsburgh Pirates, because, I mean, if you never saw him play live in person, which I had the privilege to do so, I mean, Ian Happ is an amazing player, and he's a 20th prospect, and I mean, he could be going, I think, there are several teams. He could be going to the Giants, Pirates, Athletics, or Royals, and he could possibly slide all the way down to the Indians at 17 or to the Tigers. So, I mean, so it's very exciting to see where Ian Happ goes because of his Mount Lebanon origins. And, I mean, we're obviously hoping that he goes to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, definitely. That would be a lot of fun.
All right, just to clarify, the draft preview show begins at 6 p.m. on MLB Network, and round one begins at 7. So, again, we're very excited for that. And I will be watching all 105 picks tonight and hoping everything goes well and that Rob Manfred can enjoy his first picks that he's doing tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. It just came in that the Diamondbacks have decided their number one draft pick. We obviously don't know who that is because we'd be talking about the whole show. But, I mean, if I had to guess, it would be Dansby Swanson. But, I mean, do you differ with that, or are you right there with Dansby Swanson too?
I'm going to have to go with Dansby Swanson also, but I don't be surprised if we have Brendan Rodgers or Dav Cameron, if that's his name, goes before him.
Yeah, I mean, Dav Cameron, I think, has the highest potential. We talked about him. And our last week's show, he has the highest ceiling, but he does have a very high cost because he's a Scott Boras client. And everybody knows Scott Boras gets the most money for his clients. So what we're seeing is he's probably going to be in the late first round, early second round. But it looks like we've run out of time, fans, on our show right now. We have to do the 7-minute search, but when we do come back, we'll be time for Say Something and Collision Sandwich. So please stay tuned. You do not want to miss it. All right, fans, it's time for Take Down to the Ballgame. On Inside MLB, and it's now time for Say Something, Will.
Oh, I'm just going to take away the excitement of all the shortstops in this first-round pick in this first round.
I mean, I'm going to take away Ian Happ in the fact that he might be joining the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at a little bit past 7, heading to the 8 o'clock hour. So, I mean, very exciting things that will be going on tonight. and Will and I are super excited to be lucky enough to watch all 105 picks tonight. All right, other things, Logan and Jason Sentrup is appointing a production of Inside MLB. Tomorrow night from 4:30 to 5 p.m., you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. I'd also like to thank MLB.com and statistics used on the show tonight. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on blogtalkradio in the same URL as said before and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Benson Sachs, my co-host is Will McElhattan. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com. During the draft tonight with questions for Insight, we'll answer them immediately. Have a great time watching the draft tonight. I beg you to watch it. It will be amazing. Maybe this three shortstops will go. It's never happened before. History could be made tonight, and we will be watching and reporting on it tomorrow. All right, fans. Have a fantastic day.